Yes, full of happiness, once. But I rue the day, the hour when I saw and fell in love and married the artist. Oh yes, he was passionate, studious, strict, but he was already married to his art, my rival. I began to hate it. I hated the palette and brushes, the easel and paints, which kept him occupied day and night, and the models who came and went. But then, he asked to paint my portrait. Of course I wanted that. Just think, posing for him, I'd be with my love for weeks to come, no? Little did I know. Oh yes, he employed such enthusiasm in his work. From hour to hour, day to day, so much passion from this wild and moody man. But not for me, for his painting of me. So much, so he failed to notice that I was ill, withering away, yet still obediently posing for him. I became a mere shadow of myself, still smiling, without complaints. He was so happy, so involved in his painting. How could I ruin it for him? The painting was becoming a marvelous work, a great work. He claimed it would be a symbol of his love for me. When, nearing the end, however, he allowed no one to see it. He had become too immersed, too much in love with his own work. He barely ate nor slept. He did little else but paint. He rarely lifted his eyes from the canvas to even look at me. So obsessed was he. He repainted the portrait again and again, searching for his idea of perfection. He was no longer painting what was before him, but what he had remembered me to be when we had first met. With rosy cheeks and golden hair and eyes that glowed. Meanwhile, my spirit within me had been waning, my health wasting away. It was as if, with every stroke of that brush, he had sapped the life spirit out of me. Still, I tried to remain his subject, but she in the painting remained his subject. And when the last stroke of his brush had completed his masterpiece, the artist, so enthralled with himself and his ability and his accomplishment, cried out with a loud voice,
"This is indeed life itself!"
But when he turned back to me, finally, seeking his beloved, it was too late. You see, I was dead.